It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business. Switch things up.
The sudden development of artificial intelligence programs has heightened a rousing debate on whether the technology is encouraging cheating, has the potential to disrupt education and other disciplines, or whether it is a worthwhile tool to encourage productivity. Hello and welcome to another edition of Blockchain Business. We welcome back today's sponsor, the communications brand Flow. As part of an ongoing series on genealogy, the Barbados Museum and Historical Society has held a lecture on the topic, Tracing Elements of Barbadian Migration to Trinidad by esteemed Professor Emeritus Pedro Welch. It was a very informative presentation on the major contributions Barbadians made to developing the Trinidadian economy by providing educated immigrants seeking better pay and opportunities in a wide range of professions such as nursing, teaching, as policemen, tailors, lawyers, bakers, painters, and many other areas. In true Professor Welch style and content, it was a riveting presentation. We conducted an experiment by inserting the full text of the professor's lecture into an artificial intelligence software program to see what it could reproduce in text. Could it provide a 300-word summary of the main points delivered? Yes, it could, and yes, it did. Could it produce a newspaper article based on the salient points? Yes, it could, and yes, it did. Could it intersperse quotes in the article? Yes, it could, and yes, it did. And what was the quality of the product? It was actually very good. Artificial intelligence is nothing new. Billions of dollars are being invested by some of the world's leading technology companies to see how this disruptive technology might be improved on. In a world where not only education, but communication, the law, and various forms of business are being impacted, for better or maybe for worse. At Blockchain Business, we have been experimenting with artificial intelligence to draw paintings to sell on a global market, to write poetry, to aid research, to provide mathematical formulas, to write software, to write blogs, which might be a business opportunity, and even to discover a rumor of how a robot fell in love with its owner. We trained the artificial intelligence software program to identify that there was a relationship between a man and a woman and that they had several interests. Having trained the technology to recall the information, we promptly erased its memory so that any such relationship might not have existed. Artificial intelligence has been blamed and described as a tool for students to cheat. In the same way an article could have been written from Professor Welch's wonderful address, why not a University of the West Indies assignment with references to boot? And it has started a debate on education encouraging or discouraging lifelong learning and critical and creative thinking. Should a professor or tutor at the Barbados Community College devise ways to restrict students from obtaining passing grades with the use of artificial intelligence? Or is AI simply a tool to enhance productivity, encourage new thinking, and the development of new products and services? And should this technology be used, might it start to replace doctors, lawyers, educators, and those engaged in the cultural and communications business? What do you think? I know you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative. Do join us again Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.